Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry, and let's talk some baseball. We're already into the World Series, and actually the Phillies are one game away of taking it. Who would have thought it? Jeff Beresford Howe joins us from San Francisco. He's a freelance baseball writer. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
You had to stay up really, really late to see that first game in Philly over the weekend because rain delayed it until like 2 in the morning. Last night's game, 10-2 Phillies blowout. Boy, the Rays look like they're choking after this drama of the lowest paid payroll making it to the series. I don't know. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, I would say that the Phillies are choking just as much as the Rays. They just happen to be winning some of the games. The Phillies have set a standard that is unequaled in baseball history for failing to drive in runners. I mean, they're playing bad baseball and getting away with it.
And it's sort of a subprime mortgage crisis there on the basis for the Phillies. I mean, they have so many people who never make it in. What do you think is the reason for the Phillies winning? I mean, what is it, the bullpen?
Cole Hamels starting in game one, their bullpen's been effective. And primarily, though, the main reason is the Tampa Bay Rays have fallen apart in the field and they've fallen apart at the plate.
Why do you call this the worst World Series in the history of baseball? I mean, you didn't grow up with Ty Cobb or anything, did you?
No, I'm not quite that old,
right,
no.
Right, right.
It's a systemic failure all the way down from Major League Baseball management and Fox starting the games too late and then actually ending up playing one of the games at near 2 in the morning. The umpiring has been disastrously bad. Four different umpires have made terrible, terrible mistakes. The stars in the series, the two stars in the Phillies and the three stars on the Rays, have contributed virtually nothing. In the Phillies' case, that changed on Sunday night. But in the other three games, we haven't seen anything from any of the really good players. It's just been a terrible series.
But listen to these announcers try to maintain the level of excitement. Will you, Jeff?
Trevor Miller. And that ball is absolutely hammered. 10-2.
Snore. 10-2.
I've never heard an announcer in my whole life get more excited about a 10-2 score.
You know, this is a real failure of the series to cap off what was really a pretty successful baseball season during the regular season because there were so many great races going on. Do you attribute it to the fact that these are two small market teams relatively and that ultimately baseball just takes second fiddle this late in the year to the NFL?
No, I just think part of it's just random, you know. You get two good teams, and the Phillies and the Rays are both good teams, and they're just both playing bad baseball at the same time right at the end of the year, and that happens. And during the course of the season, it all evens out. During the World Series, nothing evens out. It's right there in front of you.
But does baseball have to accept these start times from the television networks and from, you know, at the NFL?
You know, as John McCain says, that's above my pay grade. Or is that Obama? I forget which. I think it's terrible.
It's just an indication of how much competition there is in sports at this time. It's sort of prime time and also prime season. Jeff Beresford Howe, thanks so much for joining us from
You're
San
welcome.
Francisco. Thanks, Jeff. He's a freelance writer who writes about baseball, joining us, as I said, from the Bay Area.